Please understand, I have friends who do modest dancing. I'm not mocking it, but it is definitely not for me. So with this in mind, there was the Song of Songs retreat the year before I did the exercises. This retreat has its own name, out of the 20 or so I have ever done, because it was so significant. I had been praying with a passage from the Song of Songs, as suggested by my spiritual director on the retreat, and while speaking to him afterwards, I read out to him the colloquy from my imaginative contemplation, which was pretty much a monologue from me. It was my own personal Sisipi prayer. My God, I surrender everything to you. I surrender completely to you. I am lost to you. I am lost in you. I have given you my right to choose. I have no will but your will. No choices but your choices. No desires but your desires. No strength but your strength. I am completely dependent on you. I surrender everything. As I read it out to the director, I slipped into silence as it dawned on me just what had happened, quietly and certainly in that imaginative contemplation. I had surrendered completely to God. Nothing held back. I had admitted it to God, and now I was admitting it to myself and another human being. My director also recognised the significance of it, because he allowed the silence for it to sink in during my session with him, and the next day he gave me a copy of the Sisipi prayer from the spiritual exercises. It was real. You cannot pray like this and not live it. And still, it had yet deeper to go. There was a subsequent imaginative contemplation towards the end of that retreat, where I was standing with the Holy Trinity and we were watching some modest dances. Please do not ask me why. Such is the world of imaginative contemplation. The Holy Spirit invited me to join the dance with him, and I resisted, saying that it really was not my thing. He stood his ground, looked me straight in the eye and said, "I desire it." My response to this expression from God is now, automatically, it is given. So I joined the Holy Spirit in the dance, while Jesus and Yahweh were crying with laughter on the sidelines, because the Holy Spirit had invoked the irrefusable request in order to go modest dancing with me. And yet, still I resisted. Like Oda Mae, holding on to that check and being grumpy, even after it was handed over. I resisted until I saw the expression of delight and pure, unadulterated joy on the face of the Holy Spirit when I was banging sticks with him. He was stomping hard to make those bells ring loudly, and he was just so happy. I realised that I was being churlish, that to join reluctantly was not surrender. I had to abandon myself freely to this dance, no matter how foolish I thought it was. It was a third kind of humility. I desire to be accounted as worthless and a fool for Christ. So I threw myself into the dance, and Jesus and Yahweh also joined in. No matter how difficult and dark things seemed to be at times, the experience of being part of this divine flow of joy still fills me whenever I recall it, 5 years later. In the spiritual exercises, regarding such spiritual consolation, St. Ignatius says, "When one enjoys consolation, let him consider how he will conduct himself during the time of ensuing desolation and store up a supply of strength as defence against that day." What I learned from modest dancing with the Holy Spirit is that to give up all resistance and to surrender joyfully and freely to God is the most liberating thing to do. It is a once and for all surrender, and an everyday surrender. It takes constant prayer, listening and discernment, and patience to know that it is indeed God who is saying, "I desire it." The irrefusable request, to which the only response is, "It is given." And there is no need to beat ourselves up because we are not there yet. The Holy Spirit was full of joy simply because I had joined the dance, despite me being reluctant and grumpy about it. Each desire for and each little surrender is a step towards complete surrender. It is the movement in the spiritual exercises from the eternal Lord of all things to the Sissipi prayer. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, for this is sufficient for me.